Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a time in our service when we confess before our God, and we do that by taking a look at some scripture to prepare our hearts and put us in a ready position. And of course, confession is important to do at the beginning of our service so that we can come before God humble and in his presence in communion with him. So turn to Psalm 37. We're going to look at just one verse in Psalm 37 today. Verse 30. Psalm 37, verse 30. This is about the words of the righteous. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. God has given this incredible ability to communicate through speaking. We can communicate through other ways, but the question for us is, what do we talk about when we speak? Maybe you're somebody that talks a lot, or maybe you're somebody that doesn't say many words at all. But when you do speak, what are you speaking about? In today's text, David reminds us of a very important truth. In Psalm 37, he's talked about the righteous, those who trust in the Lord, those who commit their way to the Lord, who rest in the Lord, who look and wait on him patiently. But another thing that the righteous do, that they are enabled by faith to do, is that they speak wisdom and they speak of justice. And so the picture here is of speaking about God and about his truth, the goodness of our God and his incredible attributes, that he is infinite, eternal, unchangeable, and his being, wisdom, power, holiness, and justice. The righteous speak about God and God's good works and of his active ruling and reigning in your life right now. And we see this reflected throughout the scriptures, just a few reminders of it. Psalm 119, I will speak of your testimonies before kings. Psalm 35, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all day long. Psalm 49, my tongue shall speak forth wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. Because what we speak about is coming from where? It's coming out of our hearts, right? Remember Matthew 12, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure in his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. So let us consider and take a moment. Whenever we think about what we're saying, we have to think about our hearts. Condition of our heart, listening to ourselves for a moment. What is it that I'm talking and going on and on about? Whatever it is, it's what you love in your heart. It's something down in here. May it be the gloriousness of our God. For we know that the words we speak have an effect, don't they? Right? The book of James addresses this very specifically. He's talking about the power of the tongue. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. They are so large and driven by fierce winds, yet they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member, but boasts great things. Yes, our words are powerful, and we know that. We have been hurt by words, and we've probably all hurt others by our words in some way. Of course, we've all been blessed by others' words, and we can bless others by our words and by the use of our tongue as well. And mainly, our tongue needs to declare the glory of God, and we also have this opportunity to bless others. Remember Colossians 3:16, it steers us in the right use of our tongues, right? Speaking of that connection between heart and what we say. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And in chapter 4, we're reminded to let our speech be seasoned with grace and salt. And so accordingly, we are to guard this powerful thing that we have in our tongue and not let any corrupt word proceed out of it, but that which is good for edification, so that we may impart grace to the hearers. Psalm 37, again, the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. As we go to our time of confession, let's take time now to just individually confess before our God that we don't always speak wisdom and justice, do we, and about the goodness of our God. We must repent of any idle words, useless words, negative words against others, gossip, unloving words, hopeless words, words that are not full of righteousness, justice, and wisdom. May we remember the source of our words is from our heart. And if these words we speak are not in accordance with what God expects for his children, may we examine our hearts. May we humble ourselves and confess before him that we, as his righteous people, we desire to have a heart and therefore words that are faith-directed, that are God words, that we would cling tight to his precepts, his promises, his hopes. And if we do that, then we know good things will come forth from our heart, out of our mouth. Oh, may we love God from our very depths, from our hearts. May we guard our tongues and see that God's given us this opportunity to bless one another with our words, to comfort one another, to extend grace to one another, to build one another up, to edify one another. And most of all, may we speak a lot about our God and him, his saving gospel, his incredible power, his loving compassion, his never-ending faithfulness, what he's doing right here and right now in your life. It's a good thing to talk about what God is doing, what he's teaching us, convicting us, saving us from, and how he's abundantly blessing us and providing for us daily. May these words be on our mouths. David's words in Psalm 19 provide a good closing summary. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let's pray. Well, Father in heaven, we do thank you that you've given us such an incredible way to clearly and so specifically communicate through our mouths. And we know that what comes out of our mouth is from our heart. Oh God, may we use this opportunity to bless one another. And we are convicted, God. We confess to you that our words are not always full of grace and seasoned with salt. So Lord, we confess this to you and we ask for your mercy, that you would build our hope in you, change our hearts, that would come forth, would be for edification and imparting grace to the hearer. Oh God, do this work now, and we take a moment to individually confess our sins to you.